Many feel the bloom and the crop are better this year than last year.
Yeah, I've been hearing that a lot in the field, and we heard that a lot today. I think that was a theme throughout the entire meeting, and I'm glad about that. A lot of people want to credit the rain. Probably had something to do with it, but I think, you know, growers are getting together, working together, they're doing what needs to be done, and we are seeing a lot better conditions out there from the bottom of the tree up.
We got some low private forecasters' crop estimates earlier this summer that seemed kind of contradictory.
Absolutely. And we have to keep that in the back of our mind. But I think we're all going to stay positive and shoot for October, see what the official count comes out as. And you never know. The industry may turn around and surprise us.
Psyllid control products, we heard, vary with the weather, geography. There's no one product that's best for every place, correct?
That is correct. And I think that's taken a while for us to see that, but it is definitely true. I think just in your little acre in Highlands County may be very different than your acre down in Hendry County. And I think the more we take that into consideration, the better off we're going to be in order to specialize that program for each grower.
We heard several growers say more frequent irrigation and fertigation seem to be helping trees better along. That's something that wasn't done a lot in prior years, but you're hearing that?
Yes, very much so. I think, you know, as we find the tree declines, of course, the root system is much less, so therefore it can't hold the water for very long. So these frequent bursts of irrigation, some of them mentioned every day, and fertigation along with it, they're feeding that tree on a much more frequent basis, and I think kind of spoon feeding it, I think, is kind of the term they used, and we're having to move that direction.
One thing we heard from several people, Chima's work.
You know, we stated this morning that in the past, many people have felt that Chima's meant aerial applications in the air. No truth to that at all. Chima program is an area-wide program. Growers, you heard today, are working on the ground, they're working in the air, and they're moving some combination of each. And that's really the common core, and I think the success of the future of the industry.
And you noted, you made a point, some growers maybe don't participate in Chima's because their grove is near development or something. They thought they couldn't do aerial sprays, but they have this alternative.
They certainly do. Not every grove in the state is conducive to an aerial or air application, but they certainly can time their ground applications and the products they use with the Chima around them to get success in that manner as well.
Several said, even with HLB and psyllid problems, we got to remember to deal with diaprepes, nematodes, canker, other problems. Tell us about that.
You know, I couldn't agree more. As a second-generation extension agent, we always try to remind people that, yes, greening is top of mind, and yes, greening is a severe, severe problem. But we continue to have problems from the past, and not only that, but we still have to remind research and others that there'll be problems of the future, and we certainly don't want another greening on our hands. So we've got to be very diligent about all of our problems in the field and unfortunately be looking out for that issue of the future.
And finally, several growers said, we came here looking for the silver bullet. We don't have a silver bullet yet.
Certainly not. And I sure hope I didn't fool anybody by having a program talking about what works and what doesn't. But I think these forums, these roundtable conversations need to be had a lot more often. And you know, you never know, out of these small conversations, a portion of a silver bullet, perhaps the paint to paint on the outside, may be found in these kind of situations. We certainly appreciate all the CRDF is doing, all the research that's being done, but growers may just find a little something that may help right there in the field.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.